Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Amazing Recoveries from Three Accidents by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on May 21st, 2023. One morning in the spring of 1997, I suddenly heard beautiful music from a factory near my home. I looked for the sound and saw a large group of Falun Dafa practitioners doing the meditative exercises together. The smooth and graceful movement attracted me. Looking at their calm and peaceful faces, I felt like they were old friends whom I hadn't seen for a long time. I felt a strong current going through me, and I was filled with emotion. A volunteer instructor saw that I was interested in the exercises. He came over and asked me if I wanted to learn. I said yes. For the next three mornings, I learned the first four exercises. Even though I did not cultivate as diligently as I hoped due to my busy work schedule, I noticed that my environment changed. My relationship with my husband became harmonious. The conflicts at work went away. The ailments I had, such as bleeding ulcers, heart disease, and gynecological problems, all disappeared. During this period, I attended two large experience-sharing conferences with DAFA practitioners. The county magistrate burst into tears of gratitude as he recounted how he recovered after being paralyzed for 8 years. The life of a retired teacher in his 70s who was dying of a terminal illness was renewed. Their touching stories helped me to become more firm in my belief in DAFA and appreciate Master Li, DAFA's founder, even more. Over the past 20 years of cultivation, I've encountered numerous dangerous situations, but with Master's protection, I survived each time. In this article, I would like to share how Master protected me in three motor vehicle accidents. Part 1, the first accident. On May 4th, 2009, after I distributed informational materials about DAFA, my husband took me home on his bicycle. Suddenly, we were hit head-on by a car driving at a high speed. My husband was fine, but I fell to the ground, landing on my head. My left hand hit the ground and the wrist bone was completely severed, leaving my hand connected to the arm through the tendons. When the two of us got up from the ground, the driver had already fled and the bicycle was completely destroyed. We were in a remote region without any homes or shops nearby, and we were still far from home. What should we do? My husband held my injured arm and supported me. We walked for an hour and arrived at a hospital. The surgeon immediately cleaned and disinfected my arm and did local anesthesia. I did not notice any pain before or after the injection, but just felt numb. I realized that Master was enduring the pain for me. The surgeon spent 3 hours positioning the bone and applying the cast. When I got home, I had a hard time finding a comfortable position as the cast was always in the way. I also began to feel the pain. If I accidentally touched my arm against something, the pain was unbearable. On the third night, I was exhausted. While I was half asleep, I suddenly felt a warm hand touching my fractured area. I felt a click and the pain subsided. Not long after, it did not hurt at all. My skin inside and outside of the cast developed blisters and then broke. Pink fluid seeped out and then scabbed up. More than 10 days later, the cast was too loose to wear. I asked the doctor to remove the cast. He refused, telling me, "You have to wear it for 100 days. You had a serious injury and you cannot afford misalignment." After I got home, I took off the cast so I could do the exercises with ease. On the 27th day, I went back to the hospital for a checkup. The X-ray showed perfect alignment, and I had completely recovered. One could barely tell my wrist had been fractured. The doctor was impressed. I have been practicing medicine for years, and I never saw such a fast recovery from such a serious injury, he said. Part 2. The second accident. On November 20th, 2017, around 3 p.m, I went to a nearby village to distribute DAFA materials. As I was crossing the road, I looked around and there were no cars. The next moment a car suddenly hit me. I flew into the air and landed about 20 metres away. Just as I was about to pass out, I heard someone calling me. "Hey, hey, how are you? Get up and see where you are hurt. I'll take you to the hospital." The voice seemed very far away from me. I could barely open my eyes and also felt that the world was spinning. The driver and his wife tried to help me up, but the pain was excruciating when they touched me. My left arm was out of commission with enormous pain in my left shoulder. The upper arm was fractured and dislocated. My left hip was also dislocated. Although I couldn't move, I still told the couple, "I will be fine, you can go." They left in a hurry. My husband called a taxi to pick me up. It was an ordeal to get me into the car, as any movement would cause extreme pain and I almost passed out due to the pain. It took us another hour for him to help me get out of the car and put me in bed. I could not sit or lie down. My left leg was so swollen that I couldn't bend it. I kept reciting, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." My husband placed the quilt and pillows around my hip to provide some support. My husband wanted to take time off work. He worked the night shift to care for me, but I asked him not to worry about me. I told him I would be fine if he could help me prepare the media player with master's lectures. I listened to the FAR teachings all evening. While I was half asleep, I saw master coming and giving lectures on stage. After a while, I wanted to move around, but the left side of my body was as heavy as a huge chunk of rock. I could not take off my pants and coat. My left arm, leg, hand, and foot were extremely swollen, and purple and black. The pain was beyond words. I woke up 5 minutes before sending forth righteous thoughts. I tried my best to focus and sent righteous thoughts. Then my husband came back from work. I woke up at 2 a.m. and asked my husband to help me go to the bathroom. He first transferred me to a chair, which took half an hour, and then dragged the chair and me to the bathroom. I decided to stay in the living room, which would make it easier to get to the bathroom. He refused, as it would be too cold for me. In southern China, there is no heat in the wintertime. He wrapped me up with a quilt while I sat on the chair. Initially, I was cold, but as I continued to listen to the FAR lectures, I felt that I was enveloped by a warm current. I fell asleep and I saw Master again on stage. When I woke up, it was time for the morning exercises. I sat on the chair and began the movements. I could clearly feel Falun rotating around my injured area. It was very comfortable. I stayed in the living room for about 20 days. I did not worry whether I would recover. I just listened to the FAR teachings, exercised, sent forth righteous thoughts, and memorized Hong Yin 4. It was amazing that I did not feel the pain anymore. The swelling slowly subsided. I could raise my left arm to my chest. My left leg was no longer painful, and I could sit in the lotus position again. One day I had a thought that I should resume doing the standing exercises. It was not easy initially, as I was weak and could only stand for a short time. When I began to do the exercises, I could clearly feel the power of Falun that moved my arms up and down, particularly during the fourth exercise. After that, standing up and sitting down became a lot easier. I began to walk around the bed, one small step at a time. Even with a little improvement, my husband would be very happy. Good, very good. I knew that Master was encouraging me through my husband. After 45 days, I completely recovered. Part 3, the third accident. I went to the dentist on the afternoon of November 13th, 2021. When crossing the road, I was knocked down by a speeding car. The blow was so powerful, I spun around 360 degrees and came down hard on my left foot. The driver was a young fellow. He called the police and waited. My foot was already swollen. After the police came and recorded the information, he urged the young man to take me to the hospital. I had 4 fractures around the left ankle. The doctor applied a cast and was ready to hospitalise me. I wanted to go home and asked the doctor to release me. He warned me, "Your injured area is at the weight-bearing point. Make sure to rest and do not walk prematurely, otherwise it would be easily misaligned and become infected. The consequence will be dire." I knew in my heart, as a cultivator, that that would never happen. After I came home, I studied the FAR and exercised like usual, even though it was very painful. Because of the cast, the calf of my leg was very swollen, which compromised the circulation. I had blisters that later broke and oozed yellowish fluid, itching intensely. After 3 days, during my sleep, my foot would wiggle left and right, up and down. It was very comfortable and eased the itching. Later, the movement would repeat itself. Each time, the injured foot would feel a lot better. After 20 days, I was able to walk around without pain. 1 month later, the X-ray showed that the ankle had healed well. In addition to my own amazing recoveries, my husband, a mechanical repair technician, was also protected by DAFA. Once, a grinder wheel became detached while he was using it. It only caused a minor cut on his lip and then turned to the opposite direction. His colleagues all commented that he must have done something really good to receive such a blessing. On another occasion, a 1 foot wide bearing fell on his foot, but he only had a minor scratch without any injury to his bones.
In today's podcast, we bring you an experience sharing article entitled "Changing from Being Egotistical to Thinking of Others" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was a selected submission celebrating the 24th World Falun Dafa Day on the Mingwei website and was published on May 20th, 2023. I am 30 years old and I began practicing Falun Dafa 3 years ago. I used to be egotistical, and I was bent on pursuing prestigious schools and higher education. Practicing Falun Dafa reshaped my view of the universe, life, and values, making me indifferent to fame and fortune. I'm now genuinely considerate of others. As an only child, I was spoiled. I was selfish, unwilling to share, and I was not grateful. My father pinned his unfulfilled dreams of making a name on me. My studies were strictly planned, but my moral education was seriously lacking. In the book, The Ultimate Goal of Communism, there is a saying, "The cunning and precocious child," and this is true. By the time I was in high school, I was jealous of my wealthy relatives and despised my poor ones. I envied those classmates from rich and high official families and ridiculed my classmates from the township. My test scores were not good enough to get into the top class, but I blamed my parents for not finding a good tutor. I lived in a high school dormitory with 6 people. Because the water dispenser could no longer boil water after the lights were turned off, we agreed to take turns every day to fetch hot water. One night, when the lights were about to turn off, the roommate said he forgot to get the water. Without even thinking about it, I quickly took the basin and collected all the hot water in the dispenser and prepared to wash my feet in it. My roommate said that he had actually lied and that he fetched the water for our dorm. I can't tell you how embarrassed I was. One of my college classes was difficult, so I copied homework from a straight-A student. He later no longer allowed this, worrying that with so many people copying his work, the teacher would find out. I criticized him behind his back, ridiculed him to his face, isolated him, and even thought I was justified. After graduating with a master's degree, I joined a company whose work involved bidding for technical projects. Suppliers often curried favors or invited us to nice restaurants to eat and drink, and I never refused. One year, the company wanted to adjust the ratio of basic salaries to performance pay. I quarreled with the human resources department and refused to adjust the salary ratio, and they eventually gave in. At that time, I thought I was capable and showed off to people in the same department who had received a salary adjustment. I laughed at them and said they were weak. In short, before practicing cultivation, I was an egotist who never took any losses, and I hardly considered others. I was drifting in the big dive vat of ordinary people. During the COVID outbreak, under Master's compassionate guidance and with the help of practitioners, I was fortunate to start practicing Falun Dafa. From cultivation, I understood the universal law of no loss, no gain from Juan Falun, and stopped taking advantage of situations. The sales manager of a supplier asked me to dinner alone several times, but I politely declined. I submitted a patent for an invention at one point, and it was granted. The company sent a large patent bonus to my account. In fact, I was the third inventor of that patent, responsible for writing the application materials. The first inventor was the former leader, who also came up with the innovation idea of the patent, but he later left the company, and according to the company rules, he didn't get any money. The second inventor was the current leader, who was just listed as a name, who usually does not get a patent bonus. I proposed to the current leader to give all the bonus to the first inventor, and the current leader agreed. He knows I practice Falun Dafa and strive to be a good person. The first inventor later insisted that the bonus be divided into three, and as a result, I still received 1/3 of the bonus. If I hadn't practiced Dafa, I would have taken all the money myself or split it with the current leader. At the end of a phase of a collaborative project, my colleague and I decided to pay half of the money each and invite the team from Party B to dinner. During the meal, Party B's leader joked, "It's always Party B inviting Party A to dinner. I have never seen Party A invite Party B." He thanked my colleague, thinking that it was his treat. He was even more surprised to learn that our company doesn't reimburse and that the meal was entirely paid for by individuals. So he went on to praise my colleague more. Before practicing Dafa, I may have made it clear or implied to Party B that I also contributed half of the money and then waited for their thanks or flattery. But this time, I didn't, thinking that this matter represents the style and image of our company, not me personally. And at the same time, it would have also exposed my jealousy and desire for fame, which was exactly what I needed to eliminate. Last year, our city implemented an extreme COVID lockdown. While having to work from home, the company promised to pay salaries in full according to the working hours. My work is mainly on-site, and I didn't have many matters to handle at home. It took 2 to 3 hours a day to deal with. At the end of the month, the company asked everyone to fill out a form listing the number of hours worked, and everyone submitted many hours. Master said in Lecture 7 of Juan Falun, quote, "It is held among everyday people that one does not gain if one does not work for it. More work means more gained. Less work means less gained. The more efforts one makes, the more returns one deserves." Unquote. I thought I should truthfully write how many hours I worked. Also, I thought about how hard it was for the company during the lockdown. Later, the human resources department even called specifically to ask me if I had made a mistake. I said, "No, I didn't make a mistake." They then asked if I would recognize the proportional deduction of salary. I said yes. As a result, I was paid 6,000 yuan less during the month of working from home, but I felt at ease. During the hottest days last August, the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, imposed energy-saving restrictions. One day, the company had a power outage at noon, and the power restoration time was uncertain. With the air conditioning off, all the other colleagues were sweating and complaining. My body changed after I began practicing Falun Dafa, and I'm more tolerant. I barely sweat. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I had an idea to treat my colleagues to ice cream. Actually, I rarely eat ice cream and I don't like it. Outside, the surface temperature was over 50 degrees Celsius, 122 degrees Fahrenheit, with no wind, and the air was like steam. Master taught us to be considerate of others, so I went out. The nearest convenience store was a 20-minute walk away. I bought ice cream and walked quickly back to the office, fearing it would melt. It just so happened that the power was back on when I arrived, and the air conditioning was on. My colleagues happily ate ice cream and chatted about their childhood memories. I was sweating, but I felt the joy of giving unconditionally to others. What is true consideration for others? As I read the Fa teachings, I realized that under the celestial phenomenon of the destruction of the CCP, telling others to understand the truth, choosing to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations, and agreeing with Falun Dafa is fundamentally thinking of others and being responsible for their lives. At work, I am recognized for my conduct, which paves the way for clarifying the truth. When I give a truth clarification flash drive to my colleagues or suppliers, most of them are willing to accept it, and some even ask me for the latest apps to get around the CCP's internet firewall. I have changed so much after practicing Falun Dafa for 3 years. From being weak and depressed, I am now in good health, energetic at work, and feel the joy of reading and memorizing the teachings every day. I've only described the great changes brought to me by practicing Falun Dafa from the perspective of my personal interests. I hope this will be an inspiration to readers, especially young readers in China.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.